This morning, we talked about his intercession and his thanksgiving.
在腓立比书里面，一共提到保罗有三个很重要的超越。
In Philippians, it mentions three kinds of transcendence by Paul.
有时候我们在生活当中也需要学习超越。
In our lives, we need to learn to transcend.
因为如果没有超越哦，你做圣工做不下去。
Unless we transcend, we cannot continue in our sacred work.
如果没有超越，你得不到平安。
Unless we transcend, we cannot have peace.
没有超越，你没有办法专爱基督。
Unless we transcend, we cannot devote our hearts to Christ.
所以这个信仰生活一个很重要的操练就是学习超越。
Therefore, an important lesson in our spiritual cultivation is to transcend.
我们现在来看到底保罗超越什么。
In what areas did Paul transcend?
好，我们来看腓立比书第一章。
Please read Philippians chapter 1.
好，腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。十四节
，14，
并且那已经在主里的弟兄，因为我所受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。这里保罗在提到他受监牢的痛苦，被下监的痛苦。
Paul here writes about the sufferings of his imprisonment.
他为着福音，变成带锁链的使者。
For the sake of the gospel, he became an ambassador in chains.
我们如果用一个很世俗的观点来看哦，哇，他做圣工做这么多，神也没有看顾他，他被下到监牢里面去。
From a worldly perspective, we may wonder, he worked so hard for God, why did not God take care of him, but instead let him end up in prison?
如果我们是保罗,
if we were Paul,
事实上我们也常常也听到做圣工人常这样讲。
In fact, some sacred workers even say this.
所以什么某某人做这么工作也还是遇到这些患难。
These people have worked so hard for God, why do they encounter such afflictions?
当这个困难一打的时候圣工就做不下去了。
So when they're dealt with such a blow, they cannot continue in serving God.
就是在做圣工之后受苦。
They suffer while they work for God.
这个没有去超越，人很难服侍到神要我们离世的那一天。
Unless we transcend, we cannot serve God until the day we leave this world.
那我们就看保罗怎样在受苦当中设法去超越。
How did Paul transcend the sufferings?
那使他能够服侍神，一直服侍到神召他回去那一刻为止。
So that he was able to serve God to the last moment.
今天我们有时候在教会看到人身体好好的。
When we look at the people in church, many people are healthy.
他也有那个条件服侍神。
They have the qualifications to serve God.
但是他就是不想服侍。
But they just don't feel like serving God.
仔细跟他谈，心里有障碍。
And when you talk to them, you realize that they have certain obstacles.
这个障碍没有超越，没有办法再一次投入圣工的行列里面。
And unless they transcend those obstacles, they cannot join the sacred work.
那保罗能够从这个做圣工受苦当中去超越，我想两个很重要的原因。
I believe there are two important reasons why Paul was able to transcend the sufferings in serving God.
一个原因就是在哥林多后书里面讲。
The first reason is found in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Please read 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
我们这自战自坚的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所看见的，乃是顾念所看不见的，因为所看见是暂时的，所看不见的是永远的。保罗在这个地方讲，自战自坚的苦楚要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Paul writes that the light and momentary troubles are achieving an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
所以保罗知道今生的受苦是我们将来在来世要得荣耀的一个重要原因。
Paul knows that our momentary sufferings in this world are the condition for the eternal glory to come.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面分离的祷告这样说。
In his farewell prayer in John chapter 17, the Lord said,
你所托付我的事情我已经完成。
I have completed the task to which you have entrusted me.
圣父啊，前在现在求你能够使我跟你同享创世以前我们所有的荣耀。
Father, let me enjoy the glory that we used to have before the creation.
神托付主耶稣什么？
What did the Father entrust to Jesus?
要来被钉十字架。
To be crucified.
为人类付出赎价。
To pay the ransom for men.
客西马尼园叫这个叫苦杯。
Gethsemane was the bitter cup.
所以耶稣要完成神的托付要喝苦杯。
So to complete his assignment, Jesus must drink the bitter cup.
这苦杯是灵魂体的受苦。
This bitter cup involves suffering in the physical as well as the spiritual.
是同时来到的。
And it comes all at once.
但因为这个苦杯喝下去。
And because he drank that cup,
神就升到为至高。
He was exalted by God to the highest.
他就回到天国享受创世的荣耀。
He returned to heaven to enjoy the glory that he used to have.
我们再看斯提凡。
Look at Stephen.
斯提凡被拣选做神的工人。
He was chosen to be the worker of God.
他为着宣扬福音被逼迫。
For the sake of preaching the gospel, he was persecuted.
为什么斯提凡他能够忍受到底？
Why was he able to endure to the end?
圣经说他定睛望天。
The Bible tells us that he fixed his eyes on heaven.
他把他的注意力往神那个地方看。
He focused his attention on God.
他看到天开了。
He saw heaven open.
耶稣站在神的右边。
And he saw Jesus at the right hand of God.
要等他回去。
Waiting for him to return home.
如果一个人真的看到天开了。
If a person sees that the heaven is open.
主耶稣在那里等我回去。
And that Jesus is waiting for him to go home.
受苦已经算不了什么。
Then sufferings will be nothing to him.
所以当一个人为着服侍神在受苦
So if a person suffers for the sake of serving God
我们需要把我们的心往这个神将来的赏赐天国的赏赐专注意
He needs to fix his eyes on the rewards in heaven
那我们就可以超越今生的苦难
Then he'll be able to transcend the temporary sufferings
那主耶稣讲这个八福
When Jesus spoke of the Beatitudes
最后一福是什么
What was the last beatitude?
为义受逼迫。
Suffering for the sake of righteousness.
义就是在神认为对的事情。
Righteousness means whatever is right to God in God's eyes.
受逼迫就是受苦。
To be persecuted means to suffer.
这是最后一个福气。
This is the last blessing.
因为这是最难的一个福气。
It is the most difficult blessing to receive.
你看主耶稣到最高点的也是为义受逼迫挂在十字架上。
Jesus' ultimate form of suffering was to be crucified on the cross.
彼得服侍神服侍到一个最终点也是为义受逼迫。
And the climax of Peter's ministry was suffering for God.
他被绑起来带到他不愿意去的地方。
He was bound and taken to places that he would not want to go.
约翰被放逐在拔摩海岛。
John was sent to the island of Patmos.
也在那里受苦。
And he suffered there.
所以主耶稣的几个使徒啊，都死于非命。
So many of Jesus' disciples died of martyrdom.
没有一个寿终正寝的。
None of them live a long age.
因为当一个人对天国有活泼的盼望的时候，
When a person has a living hope of the heavenly kingdom,
受苦是一种恩典。
He will think of suffering as a grace.
这是所以保罗说，我能够比别人多受苦楚，这是神给我的恩典。
That is why Paul considered the grace of God to be able to suffer more than others.
因此，今天我们在服侍神。
Today, when we serve God,
如果因为我们是为义受苦
，if we are suffering for the sake of righteousness,
那主主加添给我们信心。
Then may the Lord give us strength.
让我们能够看到神所要给我们的荣耀。
So we can see the glory that God has prepared for us.
那你就发现这个受苦是值得。
Then our suffering will be worthwhile.
这是神的恩典。
And we will know that it's the grace of God.
就能够超越过去了。
We'll be able to transcend our sufferings.
那第二个保罗超越的原因。
The second reason for Paul's transcendence.
就是他的受苦对周围人的影响。
Was he knew the impact of his sufferings on those around him.
就是腓立比书我们刚刚读第一章。
This is what we read in Philippians chapter 1.
他说我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
He said, what has happened to me has caused the gospel to prosper.
为什么这样讲呢?
Has served to advance the gospel.
因为保罗在传福音的过程有很多人跟着他。
Because while Paul was preaching, he had many followers.
他看到保罗被石头丢。
They saw how he was stoned.
丢到已经大家觉得死掉了。
To the point of almost dead.
把他拉到城外去。
And they dragged him outside the city.
保罗先过来。
And Paul got up,
伤口擦一擦,
address this wound.
下一层, 继续传福音,
and continue on to the next stop to preach.
你看后面跟从保罗哪一个人不受感动?
So as a result, his followers were touched.
保罗为着传福音被下监,
Paul was in prison because of preaching.
我们更要努力来做圣工。
So the followers thought we must work even harder.
这个就是带领教会一个很重要的原则。
So this is an important principle in leading the church.
带领教会不是表排一排好, 就这样了。
Leading the church does not involve just scheduling.
哦,排一排啊,谁扫地,谁做什么,排一排, 圣工就会发展了。
For the church to prosper, it's not just a matter of assigning people to tasks.
很难的。
It's not as simple as that.
一定要有人走在前面。
You must take the step forward.
有一个牺牲受苦的榜样。
You must set a sacrifice, example of sacrifice.
就会感动很多看的人。
Then many people will witness and be moved.
哇,那个人受苦这么多。
They will see how much you have suffered.
如果我们不出一点力量,
they will think, if we don't work as hard,
我们对神对人,
we will not, we will be guilty before God and before men. So they will join our rank.
所以前面有人受苦,
if a person suffers in advance,
后面就有人跟从,
other people will follow.
就算受感动,
they will be touched.
力量就投进来,
and they will join their forces.
结果福音就兴旺起来,
and the gospel will advance.
所以保罗看到他下到监牢里面,
when these people saw how Paul was in prison,
好多弟兄更加放胆传道神的道, 笃信不疑传神的道,
they have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
保罗就为着这样感谢神,
and for that, Paul gave thanks to God.
所以他可以说牺牲小我, 看到福音在兴旺, 完成大我, 感谢神。
He sacrificed himself for the larger cause, and he rejoiced.
今天如果因为我们受苦, 让圣工能够发展,
today, if as a result of our sufferings, holy work is prosperous,
我想这受苦也是值得的,
then our sufferings are worthwhile.
所以教会里面一定要有人愿意受苦,
so in the church, we need people who are willing to suffer.
圣工就能够兴旺起来,
then sacred work will thrive.
那这个保罗所受的苦不只是肉体被关到监牢里面这个苦,
Paul's sufferings were more than the physical suffering of imprisonment.
还有精神的苦,
he also suffered mentally.
我们看15节,
please read verse 15.
腓立比书第一章15节,
Philippians chapter 1 verse 15.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争, 有的是出于好意, 16节,
16.
这等人出于爱心, 知道是为辨明福音设立的, 17节,
17.
那等人是出于结党, 并不诚实, 意思要增加我捆锁的苦主, 18节,
18.
这有什么何妨呢? 或是假意, 或是真心, 无论怎样, 基督究竟被传开, 为此我就要欢喜, 并且还要欢喜。 这里在提到, 每一个人做圣工, 动机不一样。
Different people have different motives in serving God.
所以保罗在传福音, 也有一党不服保罗, 他也要传福音。
While Paul was preaching, there were those who did not like him also preached together.
但是因为动机不一样, 对保罗的态度, 就采取一种敌对的态度。
Because they had a selfish motive, they became Paul's enemies.
这个就是心灵上的受苦。
So that gave Paul mental sufferings.
如果每一个人相处都很和平,
if everyone lives in harmony,
我们就觉得很平安,
then we feel peace.
但是如果有一个人跟我们合不来,
but if there's just one person who doesn't like us,
我们常常在, 你就发现心里没有平安,
then you have no peace.
所以有时候我们在做生活常常觉得说, 哎, 我不要做算了。
Sometimes we feel like quitting church work.
我不要做就没有事情了。
Because if we don't do anything, no, there are no troubles.
这是心灵上的苦。
So that is a kind of mental suffering.
但是对保罗来讲,
but to Paul,
他最后的目标是要让福音传开。
His ultimate goal is that the gospel may be spread.
所以只要福音能够传开,
so as long as the gospel is preached,
到底别人存什么样的动机做圣工, 没有关系。
He does not care what motive people have.
福音能够传开是最重要,
what is important is that the gospel is preached.
所以虽然他的心觉得很孤单,
even though he felt lonely,
有时候心里觉得受伤害,
he felt hurt,
但是他说我还要欢喜,
but he said, yes, I will continue to rejoice.
他已经超越了,
he had transcended,
因为他看到神的福音被传开,
because he saw the gospel being preached.
好多人得到福音的好处,
and many people benefited from the gospel.
所以我们在侍奉神当中, 要不断地成长。
Therefore, as we serve God, we must continue to grow.
这个成长就包括自我舍弃,
and growth involves self-denial.
这个成长也包括自我超越,
and growth involves transcendence.
使我们能够在服侍神中成长, 成长能够再服侍。
As we serve, we grow, and as we grow, we continue to serve.
所以保罗在服事人当中有很多的障碍。
Paul met with many obstacles in his ministry.
但是障碍并没有把他打倒。
But the obstacles did not stumble him.
在障碍当中，他自我提升。
He transcended himself above the obstacles.
这个就是我们的榜样。
And that is an example for us.
保罗的超越。
Paul transcended.
在苦难当中懂得感谢。
He was thankful in suffering.
在苦难当中能够得到益处。
He benefited from the suffering.
在苦难当中能够继续服侍神。
He continued to serve God in his suffering.
这是第一个保罗的超越。
This is the first area in which Paul transcended.
我们现在再看腓立比书第一章。
Let's come back to Philippians chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。二十一节。
21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。二十二节。
22.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知再挑选什么。二十三节。
23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离开世界与基督同在，这是好的无比的。二十四节。
24.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。二十五节。
25.
我这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。我们看保罗，他说在两难之间。
Paul was torn between the two.
这个两难是什么？
What was he torn between?
就是当他在监牢的时候。
When he was in prison.
他觉得很困难，到底是死比较好呢，还是活着比较好？
He was perplexed because he did not know whether it was better to live or to die.
对我们来讲，这个很少有人这个两难之间。
Probably few of us are torn between these two things.
到底是死好呢，还是活好呢？
Should I live or die?
很少听人这样讲。
Very few people have that problem.
那保罗来讲，对他是一个很难选择的一个问题。
But for Paul, it was a dilemma.
所以保罗，我们从他所讲的，就发现说，他可以超越生跟死。
Paul had transcended life and death.
我虽然下监很苦，
even though I'm suffering now in prison.
但是如果神要的我活着，
but if God wants me to live,
我愿意接受，
I will accept it.
如果神要我离世，
if God wants me to leave this world,
我可以感谢，
I will give thanks.
所以对生跟死我都可以接受，
so I can accept either life or death.
这个就是超越，
and this is transcendence.
没有一定要这样，不可以那样。
I can live with either one.
没有说一定要那样，不可以这样。
Either one will be acceptable.
只要基督要我怎样，我就可以接受。
As long as this is the will of Jesus Christ, I will accept it.
这个就是一种超越。
And this is transcendence.
人超越以后，你这个良心，你的心就自由了。
When you have transcended, you are free.
那对保罗来讲，为什么他觉得说活也不错，死也不错？
Why was Paul willing to choose death?
因为死就能够与基督同在。
Because to die means to be with Christ.
这是好的无比的。
And that is better by far.
保罗曾经到过第三层天。
Paul had been to the third heaven.
在哥林多后书里面讲。
Which is recorded in 2 Corinthians.
他说到底我是灵魂去呢，还是身体跟灵魂一起去呢，我不知道。
He said whether I'm in the body or out of the body, I do not know.
但是有一件事情知道，就是说他到过第三层天以后，他整个观念改变了。
But one thing he knew was that after he went to the third heavens, his mentality changed.
所以他在罗马书里面说，我们这个灵魂在身体里面叹息劳苦，直到如今了。
That's why in Romans he says, we groan in our bodies until today.
不管我们活在世界上有多舒服，
regardless of how comfortable our life is,
你有多享受，
and how enjoyable life is.
如果我们比较将来在天国的生活，
compare our life to the life in the heavenly kingdom.
世界上的生活都是一种捆绑。
Life in this world is bondage.
都是一种不自由。
It is a lack of freedom.
因为受到肉身的限制。
Because we are confined physically.
所以我们不自由。
That is why we don't have freedom.
将来我们到天国去。
But when we go to heaven,
那是好的无比的。
That is place that's far better.
是超过我们在世界上的经验。
It transcends. It is far better than any experience on earth.
那保罗有这个经验。
And Paul experienced that himself.
所以他就知道说，如果现在离开世界，我就能够与神同在。
And he believed that once he left the world, he would be with Christ.
因此，如果主耶稣今天叫他说你下监，到最后就要被砍头，他也感谢，因为马上跟神同在。
So if it was God's will that he be beheaded, then he would be thankful to God.
是好的无比的，没有办法比较的。
Because being with Christ is better by far, nothing can compare to.
他已经超越死亡了。
He had transcended death.
因为他看到好的无比天国的生活。
Because he has seen the far surpassing greatness of heaven.
我记得我们教会有一个大概是姐妹吧。
There was a sister in our church.
她的配偶离世。
Her husband died.
她天天在那里自忧自叹。
She was in grief for a long time.
说神啊，为什么你让她年纪这么轻就离世？
She asked God, God, why did you allow him to leave at such young age?
她一直在打抱不平。
She felt that it was not fair.
一直对神的问号。神的爱打问号。
She kept questioning the love of God.
有一天，她晚上睡觉。
One night, she was sleeping.
她做一个异梦。
She had a dream.
梦见她的先生在天国。
She saw her husband in heaven.
逍遥自在，无忧无虑。
He was so free and happy.
她看到她先生在天国这么快乐。
She saw how happy the husband was.
那一天晚上啊，那一梦以后啊。
After she had that dream,
她再也不埋怨神。
She no longer complained against God.
她满心感谢。
Instead, she was thankful.
因为她知道她的先生到一个更好的地方去。
Because she knew that her husband had gone to a better place.
所以今天有时候我们看到一个信徒离世。
Today, when we see how a believer passes away,
常常有人就开始在问，问对神打问号。
Some of us may question God.
为什么？
Why?
为什么这么早年轻就离世?
Why take him at such a young age?
为什么做圣工这么多,神也没有保守他?
Why is it that he has worked so hard for God and God, you did not take care of him?
这个就是因为没有超越。
This is because we have not transcended.
为什么没有超越?
Why not, haven't we transcended?
因为对天国好得无比看不清楚。
Because we do not realize that heaven is better by far.
如果我们对天国好的无比看得清楚
If we see clearly that heaven is indeed better by far
你就发现死比生还好
Then we'll realize that it is better to die than to live
那怎么死法不重要
And how we die is irrelevant
最重要是死了以后你能够上天国
What is important is after you die you go to heaven
我常常比喻我自己在想那非洲的坐飞机啊
I always think about how when we ride on planes in Africa
非洲的人不太值钱啊
好
像人不太值钱。
The human life doesn't seem to be as valuable in Africa.
所以他们的飞机都是这个西方世界飞到不要的，就是非洲航空公司在用。
So they would use second-hand airplanes from the Western countries.
我在奈及利亚坐那国际坐那国内的飞机。
When I took a domestic flight in Nigeria,
那个避震器都坏掉，你在跑道一飞，整个飞机咚咚咚咚一直响。
And all the shock absorber was malfunctioning, so it was very noisy. And shaking.
一飞上来以后，它里面也在滴水啊。
And after the plane took off, it was leaking inside the.
因为它那个冷气系统不太好，会滴水。
Because the air conditioning did not function very well.
但是啊，不管你什么样子，能够回家就好了。
But I didn't care about that as long as I could go home.
飞机再不好也没有关系，能回家就好了。
It doesn't matter that the plane is not good. As long as you can get home, that's what's important.
这个不值得埋怨。
So you would not complain about it.
能回家才是最重要一点。
What is important is getting home.
所以我们在世界上怎么死这不重要。
In the same way, how we die in this world is not relevant.
最重要是你能够到好的无比的地方。
What is important is to go to that better place.
所以如果天国看得清楚。
If we're able to see heaven clearly,
死亡就超越过去。
We will have transcended death.
因为到更好的地方你还有什么话可以讲。
Because what is there to complain about if you're going to a better place?
但是对保罗来讲，他说：“我觉得我不会死。”
Paul also thought that he would not die.
因为神有工作要我做。
He knew that God still had some work for him to do.
这个是一个很重要的观念。
This is an important concept.
谁在掌管我们的生死祸福？
Who is in control of our life and death?
是主耶稣。
It is our Lord Jesus.
所以如果神的工作你还没有做完。
If you have not completed the task of God,
你生病再严重你也不怕，不会死。
You will not die even if you get very sick.
飞机在天空故障也不要怕，不会掉下来。
And even when the airplane malfunctions in mid-air, you will not fall, crash.
因为神要你做的工作还没有做完。
Because your job is still not done.
那如果神觉得你工作做完了，
But if God feels that your job has been completed,
那你就到好的无比的地方去啊。
Then you'll just go to that better place.
所以这为什么基督徒可以平安放心？
This is why Christians can be at peace.
因为从两方面看来都是有道理。
Because both perspectives are correct.
那对保罗来讲，
According to Paul,
我们再看啊。再回来看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 1.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
然而我在肉身活着为着为你们更是要紧。
But it is more necessary for me that I remain in the body.
二十五节。
25.
就知道能要住在世间且与你们同住使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。这里说我住在世界上就是要让你们的信心能够又长进又喜乐。
The purpose Paul lived in the world was so that the believers may have progress and joy in the faith.
也就是他活在世界上对别人有帮助有造就。
He lived in the world for the benefit of others.
所以因为这一点所以他相信他不会死。
So for this reason, he believed that he would not die yet.
这个也就是告诉我们活在世界上做一个有用的人。
The point is that we need to be useful people in this world.
如果你是一个有用的人神就让你多活下去。
If you are useful, God will give you longer days.
因为我们有用。
Because we are useful.
主耶稣讲过一个比喻啊，一块土地栽的一个那个果树。
The Lord Jesus gave a parable of a farmer planting a tree.
这个果树不结果子。
But the fruit tree did not bear fruit.
就本来就打算就把它斩掉，没有用啊，这个没有用啊。
The owner wanted to cut down the tree.
后来就有人求啊，在周围再掘一点。把它掘松加一点肥料
But the gardener pleaded with the owner to let him fertilize it.
明年再来看如果不结果子才把它砍掉
And wait another year before it's cut down.
那一个果树就是我们每一个人
We are that fruit tree.
神希望我们成为一个有用的人
God wants us to be useful people.
所以我们教会是一个身体
The church is a body.
我们是身体的每一个肢体
We each are a member of the body.
请问我们身体有哪一个部分是没有用的？
Which member of our body is not useful?
没有一个地方是没有用的。
There's no place on our body that's not useful.
因为神创造万物，他看一切都是好的。
God created all things to be good.
没有用就是不好啊。
Being useless means it's not good.
好的就是每一部分都是有用的。
And good means useful.
今天我们教会里面
In the church,
应该每一个人都有身体一部分的功用。
Every one of us should serve a function in the church.
这个就是我们要追求的。
And that is our goal.
所以我们要了解神要我活在地面上，要我做什么。
Therefore, we must understand why God has allowed us to live in this world.
要自觉神给我们的任务是什么。
We must understand the responsibility God has entrusted.
来完成神给我们的任务。
And we must complete that task.
有时候我们看到信徒到教会里面来做礼拜，当然很好。
It is good for brothers and sisters to come to church.
但是我们的信仰不能够只停留在教会里面做礼拜。
But our faith should not remain at the level of just simply attending service.
如果每一个人到教会里面做礼拜，做礼拜完，带着圣经就回家了。
If we only come to church and go home bringing our Bible with us,
圣工的发展可能要一段很长的时间。
Then the church development will be very slow.
教会圣工的发展，圣经里面说需要有像牛，土产增加乃凭牛力。
According to the Bible, in order for the church to grow, we need people who have the attitude of an ox.
你看四活物里面有一个活物就是牛。
One of the four living creatures is an ox.
那为什么要用牛来比喻呢？
Why use an ox as an analogy?
我们看过农夫耕田的人。
Those of us who have seen how a farmer
你如果有两条牛
works the land, if you have two oxen,
一条把它绑在树下乘凉。
And you let one ox rest under a tree.
另外，你用另外一条牛来耕田。
And you use the other ox to till the land.
那一条牛绝对不会离到半途中跟你抗议。
The ox that's working will not complain to you.
为什么那一头在乘凉，你只用我来耕田
？Why is the other ox resting and I'm working so hard?
没有了
，It doesn't work that way.
牛就是尽心尽力。
The ox gives its best.
做到它做不下去，它就停在那里了。
It keeps toiling until it can gives its last strength.
这个就是牛的精神。
That is the attitude of an ox.
土产增加乃凭牛力。
The increase of produce is by the strength of the ox.
土产增加也可以指着教会的兴旺。
And this symbolizes the growth of the church.
乃凭牛力。
It is by the strength of the ox.
就是里面要很多的人任劳任怨贡献自己一直到死为止。
So in the church, we need people who are willing to give themselves until they die.
这教会就发展起来了。
Then the church will grow.
所以每一个人需要自觉神要我在这个教会里面做什么。
So everyone must realize what his responsibility is in the church.
好像保罗非常的自觉神要让他再活下去就是要让众信徒在道理上又长进又喜乐。
Paul clearly knew that the reason God will allow him to continue to live is so that the people, the believers, can make progress in the faith.
每一个人神给我们的功用不一样。
God has given us different functions.
我记得听过一个传道者的见证。
A preacher testified.
有一次他到一个教会里面去领会。
He was conducting a service in a church.
一个老姐妹说,请你帮我祷告啊。
An old sister said, please pray for me.
要祷告什么?
Why do you need prayer?
求主让我赶快能够回去天家。
I want the Lord to take me home soon.
她可能是活太久啊,一点都没有喜乐。
Perhaps because of her old age, she had no joy.
觉得好像自己也没有什么工作可以做。
She felt that she had no work to do.
那个传道人跟她讲啊。
And the preacher said to her,
她说你这个年纪你也可以服侍神。
Even at your age, you can serve God.
她说你要服侍什么?
She asked, what can I do?
祷告。
He told her that you can pray.
慕道者。
Pray for the true seekers.
软弱的信徒。
For the weak brothers and sisters.
生病的信徒。
Pray for the sick.
你要努力为他们祷告啊。
You should pray hard for them.
这个就是你这个年纪所能够做的工作。
This is the work you can do at your age.
后来过了不多久, 那个传道者又回到那个教会去。
Shortly after, the pastor returned to that church.
那个老姐妹说, 你好吗?
And he asked her, how are you doing?
她说我好忙哦。
She said, I'm very busy now.
你在忙什么?
What are you busy about?
你上次告诉我要为人祷告。
She said, last time you told me to pray for people.
真的在她生命的最后一个时刻,
so in the last moments of her life,
她明白,
she came to this understanding.
祷告也是服侍神的一种方法。
That prayer is a way to serve God.
祷告就是她这个阶段神要她活着的目的。
And that was the reason why God allowed her to continue to live.
你看, 如果每一个人都能够用祷告来服侍神,
if everyone can serve God through prayer,
教会的圣工是会很有力量的。
Then the work in the church will be very powerful.
当神听人的祷告开始在动工, 教会的圣工是很有力量的。
When God hears prayers and works in the church, then sacred work will prosper.
所以保罗活在世界上, 他可以超越生跟死。
Paul was able to transcend life and death.
他得到自由。
He was free.
不一定要这样, 不一定要那样。
He was able to live with either.
但是不论这样, 不论那样, 他都知道神要他做什么。
Regardless of the outcome, he knew what God had in store for him.
这是第二个超越。
So this was the second area in which he transcended.
我们现在再来看, 腓立比书第三章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
先看第八节。
Paul speaks of his transcendence.
他说我为基督丢弃万事看作粪土。
For Christ's sake, I have lost all things and consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
在加拉太书里面, 保罗也有讲,
according to Galatians,
就世界而讲,
to the world, I have been crucified.
就我来讲,
and to me, the world has been crucified.
世界是什么?
What is the world?
不外乎名利享受。
It is name, fame, power, and enjoyment.
你如果看我们现在的人, 为什么活着这么忙碌?
Why are people so busy today?
到最后, 你想来想去, 答案不外乎这三个。
They are always for these three things.
第一个就是为利。
The first is profit or gain.
赚着更多的钱。
More money.
当一个人有钱之后,
when a person is rich,
该来进入名。
Then he wants power and fame.
所以你看, 有很多人很有钱啊, 其实他一生不要赚钱, 他用不完。
There are people who are so wealthy that they don't need to work to get earn a living.
那为什么还要再赚钱?
But why do they continue to work?
因为他要在他那一行里面要突出。
Because they want to excel above their peers.
突出就变成王啊。
They want to be the dominant.
就变成被人尊重。
They want to be exalted.
就出名了。
They want to be famous.
为着名在奋斗啊。
So they work for fame.
所以你看那个什么 Fortune 500里面就排很多的公司。
There are many Fortune 500 companies.
就是大家喜欢挤进去里面排名，排一排，看美国谁最出名。
And people want to squeeze into that list.
所以同行里面要突出，你就要努力。
To excel above your peers, you have to work harder.
有时候我们在世界工作也一样。
The same is true when we work in the company.
挂了很多的头衔。
We have many titles.
其实很多的头衔都没有钱的。
But actually, a lot of the titles don't give us extra income.
我记得我们教会一个弟兄。
We have a brother in church.
他退休以后,
after he was retired,
人就把他挂一个狮子会的会长。
People gave him the title of the chairman of the Lions Club.
这个狮子会是一个好像办慈善机构的,
which is a charitable club.
这个会长一挂下去以后,
after he was given the title of a chairman,
天天好忙啊,
he became very busy.
好多会要开, 好多事情要做。
And he had to attend to many meetings and a lot of things to take care of.
在中南美洲遇到一个信徒的孩子。
In South America, I met a brother's son.
就是把他挂一个华人商会的会长。
He was given the title of the chairman of the Chinese Business Association.
会长一挂下去就好忙啊，都没有钱的。
And since he received that title, he became extremely busy, but he did not earn a cent.
所以人为什么忙？为着利，为着名。
People are busy because of fame.
当人有了名，有了利之后，下一步就是享受。
And after you have wealth and fame, you want enjoyment.
怎样让自己舒服？
People want to indulge in the pleasure.
怎样让我们生活水准提高？
People want to raise their standard of living.
为这个在忙。
People work hard for these things.
这个叫做世界。
This is the world.
所以主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻里面。
When Jesus spoke of the parable of the sowing of seeds,
有一种土地啊, 土地本身是很好。
He said there is a kind of soil that is good.
种子撒下去也开始会成长。
And the seed also sprouts.
但是被掐住了, 荆棘掐住了。
But it is in the midst of thorns.
那个荆棘是什么?
What are the thorns?
今生的失利,
the anxieties of this life.
钱财的迷惑,
and the deceitfulness of wealth.
还有厌乐,
and pleasure.
这个就是世界啊,
these are the things of the world.
所以有的人你看他心地很好,
there are people who have a very good heart.
真的很少人像他心这么好的,
and they are better than others in that way.
但是信仰就是长不大,
but they cannot grow in their faith.
为什么信仰找不大? 是人很好,信仰找不大。
Why is it that they are such nice people, but they cannot grow in faith?
荆棘把它戳住了。
It's because they have been choked by the thorns.
世界把它挤住了。
They have been squeezed by the world.
所以这个世界如果没有超越啊, 灵性不会进步的。
So unless you transcend this world, you cannot grow spiritually.
那保罗说, 我看世界如粪土。
Paul says, I consider the world rubbish.
他能够超越世界。
He transcended the world.
那为什么保罗能够超越世界呢?
Why was he able to transcend the world?
因为他认识基督。
Because he knew Christ.
这个是超越世界的方法。
That is the way to transcend the world.
因为一旦我们认识基督,
once we know Jesus Christ,
把基督的价值跟世界的价值来相比,
yeah, we can compare the value of Christ with the value of this world.
那你就发现世界的价值好像粪土一样。
Then we'll see that the value of this world is like rubbish.
所以一个人唯有认识基督, 他才能够超越世界。
Only if we know Christ can we transcend the world.
这是一个非常重要的功课。
That is a key lesson.
这是一个比较问题。
It's all relative.
我们常常想, 如果一个人没有信耶稣,
if a person does not believe in Jesus,
你不叫他追求名利享受，他要追求什么?
If he doesn't pursue wealth and enjoyment, what else should he pursue?
没有什么可以追求啊?
There's nothing else for him to pursue.
所以他不信耶稣, 自然就会往那个方向去。
So unbelievers naturally seek these things.
那现在问题就是说, 那已经信耶稣的怎么还是往那个方向去呢?
But the problem is, why do some believers still go down these paths?
就是对。 主耶稣认识不够。
It's because they don't know Jesus Christ well enough.
所以唯有一个人彻底的觉悟世界是虚空的，他才会彻底的爱神。
Only when a person truly realizes that the world is vain, will he truly love God?
只有他真的超越了世界，他才可以全心的来追求神。
Only when he has truly transcended this world will he devote his heart to God.
所以表面上看起来，我们美国教会的信徒啊，好像每个人生活都好像过得还可以。
Materially speaking, the brothers and sisters in the United States are quite well off.
但是如果我们每一个人能够在这个世界上更超越，
However, if we can transcend this world,
美国教会会更兴旺，
then the church will be more prosperous.
这个是绝对没有问题。
And that is for sure.
我曾经在非洲的乡下传道的。
I was once preaching in one of the villages in Africa.
同样啊，两个村庄只隔一条河。
There were two villages separated by a river.
我们就在那个步道。
We evangelized there.
第一个村庄没有电。
In the first village, there was no electricity.
哇，你步道的时候啊，树下围满了人，大人小孩子在那挤来挤去，在那有时候在吵架。
When we preached, everyone in the village, great and small, gathered under the tree.
为的是要争一个好的地方坐，在那里听你步道。
They were fighting to get the best seats to listen to our preaching.
很少看到所谓白人，因为对他们来讲，不是黑就是白。
And they were curious because we were considered white men to them.
确实是那样，你站在他们身体旁边，你不能本来就是白的，比较。
When we stand to them, we become relatively white.
所以村庄里面，你一到那个地方啊，后面跟着一大群人。
So when we entered that village, we were followed by a huge crowd.
太好奇了。
They were very curious.
好多人在那里听。
And they listened to us preaching.
第二天晚上，我们再到另外一个村庄去。
The next evening, we went to the next village.
奇怪，怎么人一半都不到？
But the less than half of the villagers came.
我们就很好奇，只隔一条河，为什么结果差这么多？
We were very surprised because it was only a river apart, but it was so different.
那步道会完了，我们就到那村庄走一圈。
So after the service, we went around the village.
我就发现了，原来有的人在听收音机，有人在看电视。
And I saw people listening to radios and watching TV.
非洲的收音机不好听了。
The radio stations in Africa aren't that great.
歌词很简单，一直唱啊，唱一个小时。
They repeat the same simple lyric for an hour.
如果让你来听了，你听了你就受不了。
If you were to go to Africa, you would not stand the radio stations.
对他们来讲，这也不错。
But to them, it's an enjoyment.
总比没有好。
It's better than nothing.
非洲的电视也不好看呐。
The TV channels in Africa aren't that great too.
那个信号也不太强，它闪来闪去。
The reception is not good, and there's a lot of noise.
对他们来讲，那个荧幕里面有影像出来，这就是神迹啊。
But to them, having some image on the screen is a miracle.
所以听收音机、看电视，不到这个小事情。
So they enjoy the radio and the TV, and they don't want to go to the evangelism service.
从这个小小的事情，我们就感觉到文明，从一方面来是好的，但从另外一方面来讲。真的会使人的心呢，没有办法专心来追求神。
From this experience, we know that civilization, while it's good on one hand, it is also distracting people from worshiping God.
但是如果我们能够去超越
，But if we can transcend these things,
把文明的好处留下来
，and preserve the good things of civilization.
但是对我们负面的地方，赶快把它超越过去
，and transcend those things that are negative.
那我们在信仰上就会大大的进步。
Then we will grow.Tremendously in our faith.
所以在腓立比书，我们看到保罗真的在超越。
In Philippians, we see that Paul indeed had transcended.
所以他对神的服事能够到死为止。
So he was able to serve God until he died.
他的信仰能够不断一直在进步。
His faith continued to progress.
所以超越是我们的功课。
Therefore, we need to learn to transcend.